Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Early in the 18th century, in the nation of France, a phrase began to be used that we still use today. At the end of a concert performance, if the audience was pleased with that performance, they would all stand up and together they would shout out these words. Encore! Encore! A phrase which means again. Again. And so the performers would continue to perform for a brief time. And after looking at the first five verses of Genesis chapter 1, the last time that we were together, all that we can say is encore. Encore. Since we learned in those verses that in eternity past, God spoke, and out of nothing, there appeared something. God commanded, and the universe, the world in which we live, came into existence. And so began the implementation of His plan. A plan for time, a plan for all eternity. By His mighty power, by His infinite power and strength and wisdom and ability, He created all things. He created the sky. He created the far reaches of space. He created matter and substance. He created the molecules and the atoms that our existence is built upon. But on that first day, as He began His creation, we are told that the earth was only a rough draft of what it would become. It was a wilderness. It was empty. There was no life on this planet. But there was only water, which covered the entire world. And in addition to that, there was no light either. There was only a thick shroud of darkness, of blackness that covered the earth. And so as the light of the glory of God illuminated the earth, God caused the earth to begin to turn on its axis. And so there was evening, and there was morning, the first day of creation. And though there are those who do not believe that this is the way that it all began, and they try to explain it away, we who belong to Jesus Christ stand firm upon the historical and upon the literal account of creation that we find in the inspired Word of God. And so we say, encore. Encore. What will God do next? Then we're told in verse 6, by His word, by His command, by His power, God said, let there be an expanse. Rakia in Hebrew. Let there be a thin space, an open space that would stretch out in the midst. In Hebrew, among the waters. Between the waters. And God said, let that expanse separate. Bader in Hebrew. Let it divide the waters from the waters. And so, some of the water was released either from above the waters of the earth or on the surface of the earth. Some of that water rose from the earth and it formed a canopy, for lack of a better word, a dome of water which surrounded the entire earth. And just how far above the earth was this water? We don't know, because God does not tell us. And what was this water like? Well, we don't know that either. Perhaps it was more like water vapor, like a greenhouse. Or perhaps it was more like cloud cover that was surrounding the earth and regulating the temperature and making sure there was adequate moisture and perfect weather on the earth. We just don't know. But whatever it was, what we do know is that it says in verse 7, God made this expanse, this band of air, which spread out over the entire earth, and he separated the waters which were below the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so. And the point is this. God spoke, and it all happened. And God called the expanse heaven, we're told in verse 8. Shamayim in Hebrew, the sky, the horizon. And it says in verse 8 that there was evening and there was morning, a second day, an amazing day, an amazing work of creation. And as we're reminded by the psalmist in Psalm 104, verse 24, where he says, O Lord, how many are thy works? In wisdom, thou hast made them all. And let me add one thought to this. Since this account of creation in the Bible is the truth of the Word of God, then all true science will support this truth. The Bible is the standard of truth, and all truth must conform to it, not the other way around. And we are also reminded in Job chapter 38 that the angels rejoiced as God continued to create a world that would bring glory to him, just as they had been created to bring glory to him, and just as we have been created to bring glory to his name. Then we're told in verse 9, God said, let the waters below the heavens, that is on the surface of the earth, let them be gathered together in one place into a large body of water with a shoreline as its boundary, and let the dry land appear, raha in Hebrew. Let it become visible. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, akras in Hebrew, the ground. And the gathering together of the waters he called seas, yam in Hebrew, the ocean. As the excess water flowed into the ground. And God saw, we are told in verse 10, that it was good. Tov in Hebrew, it was It was beneficial to his plan. It was beneficial to us. And then God said, let the earth, the ground, sprout a wide variety of vegetation, of grass, of herbs, flowers, of shrubs, plants. Plants of all kinds, yielding seed, so that they might produce more plants. And then God created all kinds of fruit trees, we are told, each one bearing fruit after its kind, meaning in Hebrew, bearing fruit according to its specific species, with seed in each of them, so that they might produce more trees and more fruit on the earth. Why? Well, because that fruit would be good for food, wouldn't it? Food for who? Food for us. God was thinking about us. And it was so. He spoke and it happened. And so we're told the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed after their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seed in them after their kind. And we're told in verse 12 that God saw that it was good, that it was beneficial. He designed the means for an orderly continuity of life on this earth. What was he doing? He was creating a place that we might inhabit. He was creating a place that would be beneficial to us. He had us in mind. He had you in mind, he had me in mind, when he created all of these things. He created them all for our good. But what have we done to this earth, to his creation? We have badly marred his creation, haven't we? But remember, this earth still belongs to him. It is just on loan to us. And so we're told in verse 13, there was evening and there was morning, the third day of creation. So what more can we say except encore, encore, glory to his name forever.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.